Welcome back, everybody. Today is the final Wednesday in Advent.
Welcome. Thank you for journeying with us. I want to say a big thank you to our monthly financial supporters. Again, we can't do this without the financial support of other people. Mm-hmm. It's just simply not possible. We've now become full-time with our online apostolate. We keep all our material free, accessible, shareable. Nothing is hidden behind paywalls. We want the world to have access to the beauty of the truth that we share. So thank you for helping us do that to all our monthly supporters. And if you aren't a monthly supporter and you've been blessed by our message, can we ask your help? Would you please consider supporting us on a monthly basis? You know, when you support a ministry financially, and they're a big ministry and many staff, and you give $5 a month or $10 a month, it doesn't have a big impact in the overall picture of that big ministry. But I have to say, we're a really small ministry. In fact, you're looking at it right here. It's just Janelle and I. We do all the video recording ourselves. There's no one else behind the scenes. We do all the editing. And so $5 a month or $10 a month really does have an immediate impact in our ministry and what we can do. We're doing, after Advent here, we'll continue to do weekly videos on Wednesdays. And now Father Cristino has committed to us every week. So we'll have a Father Cristino Ken video every week, and we hope to expand beyond that. So if you would please consider helping us continue this mission of sharing the beauty of the Catholic faith to a hurting world, we would be very, very grateful. So there'll be a link in the description also at the end of the video. Now, today, Janelle, what are we talking about?
Well, we really speak about Our Lady, and I love that Father Fernandez is devoting this day to talk about Our Lady and her generosity, how she held nothing back. Our Lady puts all she has at God's disposal. In an instant, all her personal plans, and no doubt she had many, were discarded so that she could do everything God wanted her to. So I just think, how often do I kind of like, oh, yes, Lord, I give you everything. And then I'm like, maybe I'll just take a little bit back here. You know, I want my life to be completely a gift, everything, you know, but I guess that's part of the Christian journey, is to continuously die to self so that we can give more and more of ourselves. And then he makes it into something beautiful. Isn't that the best part? It's like God, you give it to God and he makes it into something beautiful. Or even better, you can even give it to Our Lady, who then like has her beautiful ways, makes it so, so incredibly beautiful and gives it to the Father. And that's why we request her intercession. She did her household chores with the greatest simplicity and happiness while maintaining the deepest interior recollection. Okay, that's what I want to do. I want to be like that. She made me like write this quote out and put it on top of like...
You mean you don't have deep interior recollection during the day?
It's more like, help! I'm kidding. Our life is beautiful. I probably make it seem like it's terrible. But it's really a beautiful life. And I often say to Ken, like, I love my life. I'm so thankful. And I really do feel like God's blessings are so tangible. You know, sometimes, like, obviously life is difficult, but it's still very, very beautiful.
See, that deep interior recollection, like, it's something that I try and practice, is to focus on Jesus in the moment while doing a duty. Mm. Jesus, I'm doing this for you, or this is to glorify you, or just practice thinking about his love or his presence in our life or his presence in our family, instead of just simply getting caught up with the duty, just the duty in itself. Because if you just focus on just the duty itself, it can be kind of a downer.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're doing.
This reminds me of a friend a few years ago. She was telling me how whenever she'd struggle, she tried to practice, you know, just saying, Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. And then she started saying it out loud and she'd be like, Jesus, I trust in you. And she'd be like, and the kids would be like, oh, okay.
Is that how mom prays?
Sometimes we're quite desperate. Yeah. A generous person knows how to be loving and understanding, and how to give material help without demanding love, understanding, or help in return. He gives and forgets he has given, and in this lies his riches.
You know, and I think Mary is a perfect example of this. If you look at her life and her yes to God's will, she never asked of anything for herself. Mm-hmm. Yet she gave of herself continuously, so it was always a self-gift.
Mm-hmm.
And close the door, sweetie.
But I am...
Yeah, we're doing a video. Close the door. You can come sit with us, but close the door. Okay. So I think the only time that Mary asked something was at the wedding feast, where she saw that they were out of wine. And she didn't ask for herself that Jesus do a miracle. Mm-hmm. I don't think she was herself wanting more wine.
No, I don't.
She wanted her seconds or thirds. Though it was out of consideration for the people who were having the wedding, so it would mm-hmm. be a great embarrassment to them. For it was out of this consideration for them that she asked. And so isn't that interesting? The only time that I'm aware in Scripture that Mary asks anything, it's out of concern for someone else. Mm-hmm. So in Mary's yes to God, she doesn't come with this expectation of what I'm going to get out of this. It's always a self-gift. It's always of an emptying of self. Even at the cross, she empties herself there, stands there before her son silently. You know, if you see the Pieta, her hands are out like this and she's holding Jesus in her arms. I think, again, this offering of herself as she did at the Annunciation, then she finds herself in the same position at the cross. And in both times, she receives Jesus, once in her womb and the second in her arms. Mm-hmm. One's full of life, the second, his body is dead. And never, what am I going to get out of this? And so often we chase this honor. We chase the reward, the worldly reward. But I think Mary left it to God. And now how is Mary remembered? I was thinking of this episode and I thought of the Litany of Mary. All these titles now that Mary is known by. We call her Mother of God, Holy Virgin of Virgins, Mother of Christ, Mother of the Divine Grace, Mother Most Pure, Mother Most Chaste, Mother Inviolate, Mother Undefiled, Mother Most Amiable, Mother of Good Counsel. We have Virgin Most Merciful, Virgin Most Faithful, Mirror of Justice, Seat of Wisdom, Cause of Our Joy, Spiritual Vessel, Vessel of Honor. We call her Queen of Patriarchs, Queen of Prophets, Queen of Apostles, Queen of Martyrs, Queen of All Saints. This is the reward of being faithful. Mary, a complete emptying of herself, the most perfect gift of self to God, and she receives the most perfect honor possible that a pure human person could experience.
Giving enlarges the heart and makes it youthful, with an ever greater capacity for loving. Selfishness, on the other hand, impoverishes the heart and narrows its horizons. The more we give, the richer we become. I don't know if you've ever experienced this, but when you do give, and you know, you give out of not out of your excess, but out of your, what do you call that?
Reserves.
Yeah, like even stuff that yeah, when it hurts. And I remember Mother Teresa, like when I went to Calcutta many years ago, just one of the great things that the sisters would teach was like, we have to give until it hurts. And yet there's such a beautiful joy in giving, even when it hurts, especially when it hurts. And I love how they say, like, it makes it youthful, whereas selfishness impoverishes the heart. And it's true. Like, you never feel good when you're being selfish.
I think back to this quote. Can't remember who said it, but the most cheated man is the most selfish man.
The kingdom of heaven is beyond price, and yet it costs what you have to give. It costs Peter and Andrew the price of a boat and some nets. It costs the widow 2 little coins. It costs them everything they had, and it will do in our case too. The kingdom of heaven is going to cost me everything. Everything. My entire life. Am I willing to give it?
But how little they had to give up compared to how much they gained.
Exactly.
Boats and nets compared to eternal life. Seems like a pretty good trade. It's a trade up. Yet we often think it's a trade down. God might shortchange us. If he asked Peter, I think he got the good end of the deal. Mm-hmm. And our Mother Mary. So again, if you would be consider that monthly support, we'd be very grateful. Put a link again at the end of the video and in the description. Share with us what stood out to you below. Pray the rosary with us at the end here, and we will see you tomorrow.
And I just want to put in one little plug. Like, we haven't mentioned it too much, but I hope that everybody's getting to the Sacrament of Reconciliation. Okay, there's only a few days left before Christmas, and it'd be really great to still get to go.
Do you want to say bye, Sarah?
Say bye. See you later.